Hello, fellow Rebel Capitals. Hope you're well. More breaking news. Want to kind of follow what's happening today. It's just up, down, up, down. We're seeing tremendous volatility. The market is still down, but up substantially from the last video. If you're not following the news today, the market was down 1,100 points at one time. And now it's down maybe 500 points, maybe 600 points. It's, again, very volatile. It changes, I'm sure, even since I started this video, it's probably down or up another 100 points. But Zerohedge just came out with an article, very fascinating, that's pointing out the inverse relationship between the price of Bitcoin and the odds of rate hikes throughout 2022. So as the odds of, let's say, the Fed's 4 rate hikes goes down, the price of Bitcoin going up. And I don't like to really get too involved on the price of Bitcoin. You guys know my stance. I think that everyone should own it to have some sort of purchasing power outside of the banking system. The price going up or down really doesn't excite me too much. I think it should be just a small portion of the speculative part of your portfolio. I've said that since day one, back when it was 60,000 or whatever. I said that it was the market seemed to be a little closer to the hysteric side as opposed to the panic side. And I said that I was definitely holding, and I'm really not interested in buying Bitcoin until I see extreme panic. Starting to see a little panic now, but like I said on the video, I think last week, got it on a watch list. I'll be very interested to see what it does here and what it starts to do. If it gets down into 20,000, that range, then I might pull a trigger around there. Again, it all depends on market sentiment. I tried to check it out on Twitter today, and there's a lot of emotion, let's just say. I didn't even know there was some new meme that came out with Bitcoin about all the hodlers having to work at McDonald's now or something. I don't know. It's this meme. It just started pulling up on Twitter. Just every time I looked up Bitcoin, it was saying something about McDonald's. I guess that's the new meme. They've got pictures of like Michael Saylor working at McDonald's, like the drive-through window or something like that. I don't know. I don't get into that nonsense. But that does tell you that there's a lot of emotion. And that's when I start to get interested in any type of asset class when we get close to a panic type of situation. So regardless, let's go into this because it's very interesting. It's showing how Bitcoin is behaving more like a risk asset, which makes sense to me. I mean, longer term, it could be a store of value or something like that, but it's not gold yet. It's not digital gold. It's not really an inflation hedge. It was a very speculative asset. And I think that for a long time, it could still be a great speculation. But to say that it's digital gold right now, with the volatility and everything, I think that's a leap. And is it an inflation hedge? Maybe. I think you got to look at the portion of people who own Bitcoin, and you've got to compartmentalize their rationale. And so you've got the hodlers that definitely understand Austrian economics. They understand sound money. They're smart guys, very, very smart. The Bitcoin community has some incredibly intelligent people, and I'm talking about their economic intelligence, not just their brain power. So but when I went to that Bitcoin conference, as you guys know, I saw a lot of people there that they're not buying Bitcoin because they know about Austrian economics or Mises or how the Fed, they just want to get rich. I mean, and I think when it was up at 50-60, there were a large portion of the Bitcoin owners that fell into that category. So we're seeing those mostly lose money. You know, a lot of them probably bought in at 50-60, and a lot of them are just panic selling right now, as you would imagine. And you know, what's interesting is my bet is if this trend continues, you're going to see the labor force participation go down. Those and I think the mainstream media is going to come out and say, oh, look, it's a booming economy. We added 400,000 jobs this month, or And it's just all the people who got crushed in the stock market. And that's it. Just having to go back to work. Maybe we'll see how it plays out. But let's get over into this chart that I really found fascinating. I don't want to go off on too many tangents here. So this is a market implied number of rate hikes by December 2022. So this is the probability that we see. There we go. Four rate hikes, or the markets. What they're thinking the probability will be that the Fed gets to X amount of, or actually, I'm not saying that right. I apologize. This is how many rate hikes the market is saying the Fed will get to in 2022. So way back in December of 2021, we're at three rate hikes. And you can see that since January 5th, the projected number of rate hikes has been going up and up and up. And it's got to kind of a peak here on the 19th. And this is really when we start to see a lot of market instability and the market going down. And then today, if we zoom in, let's go back to the article. And this is a chart of just today, the price of Bitcoin. And then it kind of zooms in on the prior chart. And that's that, you know, the market saying, we think the Fed is going to hike this many times in 2022.
This podcast is brought to you by Rebel Capitalist Pro, the best online investing research. I have teamed up with Chris McIntosh and Lynn Alden, two of the best in the business, to create Rebel Capitalist Pro and give you the tools you need to build wealth and thrive in this crazy world of economic insanity. Rebel Capitalist Pro is jam-packed with Chris and Lynn's incredible research. We have live stream Q&As where you can ask your questions directly to Chris, Lynn, and myself. And the best of all, there's an online member forum which allows you to network, learn, and explore ideas with like-minded individuals. What are you waiting for? Check out Rebel Capitalist Pro right now at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. Take action today and do something your future self will thank you for.
So you can see right here at 5 o'clock. I have no idea what time zone that is, but right here, Bitcoin starts to take off right as the projection for the number of rate hikes goes from 4 down to 3.95, down to 3.9. I guess at the time this was taken, it goes down to 3.8. So I think that's fascinating that Bitcoin is behaving this way. I don't know if I have any like epiphany moment takeaways for you that you can use to trade. Yeah, I don't really trade. You guys know that. I just like holding stuff for a long, long time and then just buying things when there's panic. But we'll have to see how this plays out. There's so many things happening right now in the macro space that are really, really interesting. And I'm getting super excited about this. You guys can probably tell. So I would also look at the growth stocks. And I don't have time right now, but I'll be interested at the end of today when the session closes to see if the growth stocks behaved in a similar way to Bitcoin when the market started to project fewer rate hikes into the future. And you know what else? Let's check right now, guys. I didn't even think about this. Let's look at what the dollar has done today and the price of gold. Let's look at that. Let's go to, that's a story I want to do later. Let's look at gold right now. Okay. Yeah. So gold is up. Okay. That would make sense that the rate hike probability goes down, or the amount of rate hike that the market is forecasting goes down. Gold goes up. No clue about silver. It's oil doing. Oil, I guess it's Yeah, down 2% or so. Let's see what the dollar is doing. That's what I'm really curious about. Well, this makes sense because dollar spikes, market crashes. This is, you know, everyone moving into the dollar safe haven asset. And then right around here, I'm guessing, just a guess, is when the market started to project fewer rate hikes and the dollar goes down significantly. I mean, this isn't a huge move as far as percentage wise, but for currencies like the dollar, that's, I think, significant. So it goes from 96.04 down to 95.90. And I assume this tracks that same timeline as the chart we saw before with the rate hikes or the projected rate hikes decreasing and then Bitcoin going up. And my guess is the growth stocks did the same thing, especially those tech growth stocks. But we'll have to go to the, what would be a proxy on that? Oh, I'm not sure, but I'll have to look at that and get back to you guys with a later video. So that's what's going on in the markets, guys. Let's get a check on the S&P for you. It's because it is changing so quickly. Oh, wow. Down 740 points now. Jeez. Let's look at a chart of that. So look at this. It starts the day. I don't know if it started the day up or down from the day prior, but we can see it starts around 33,882. Then it goes down to this point. Down here is when it was down 1,100. And then right around here, I think, is when I did that last video. And then it really shot back up to a level. So I think it opened the day down. So then it shot back up. I think around here, it was maybe down, call it 400 or so points. And now maybe, let's see, 14, about a half hour later, it's down, what was it, 740. So in the last half hour, it's down another, it's down 300 points. So you're going to see this massive volatility, guys. And this is really what you usually see when the bears and the bulls are just battling it out. And we will have to see who wins. But I think a lot of it is going to be predicated upon what the Fed says on Wednesday. And if it's going to be dovish, if it's going to be hawkish, we'll have to wait and find out. Until that time, we'll probably get a lot of volatility. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. I'll keep posting updates here as we get closer to the close. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. We'll see you in the next video.